You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Ronnie King.
Tonight, Donald Trump finally made some black friends, Joe Biden has his hand up Cookie Monster's ass, and Jordan Klepper talks to the last Nikki Haley fan. So let's get right into our ongoing coverage of Indecision 2024. Let's kick things off with the race to control the Senate, one of the tightest races in Arizona. And although we don't know who's going to win, we already know who's going to lose.
Breaking news from the nation's capital. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona announcing she will not run for re-election.
Polling in the last months has showed her with support of just 15% to 25%, losing to Gallego and Carrie Lake. She met the ire of great many Democrats around the country, refusing to pass filibuster reform that would have allowed for the protection of abortion around the country and to codify Roe v. Wade.
In 2022, Sinema blocked a critical spending bill to protect a tax break for the ultra-wealthy.
That's right. Senator Kyrsten Sinema is stepping down to spend more time with her family, Goldman and Sachs. And I love how she says she's not running for re-election in Arizona like it's her choice. Totally not because you're going to get your ass kicked. That's like me saying, hey, guys, I'm not going to be QBing for the Patriots this year. Guess what? Nobody offered. It's also funny how people usually like independence in this very tribal political climate. You know, you have to be a real shitty politician if you're independent and everybody hates you. Me, personally, I actually like that Kyrsten Sinema taught everyone a very important lesson, that you can't assume someone's beliefs based on how they dress. She came on the scene like, hey, everyone, look at my pink tutu. You know I'm liberal. And then she walks into the Senate like, private equity gets everything. Drill those orphans for oil. But let's move on to the presidential race. And the voters, the politicians never forget every time they need to win an election. African Americans, AKA black people. In 2020, Trump only got 12% of the black vote. But this year, polls show that he could double that number. And now, there might be a way for him to win over black voters without actually having to meet any.
There are growing concerns about the way artificial intelligence could be used to mislead voters ahead of this year's US election. It's emerged that some supporters of the former President Donald Trump are creating and sharing fake images of him with black people to encourage African Americans to back him in November's election.
At first glance, this photo looks real, only it's not. It was generated using AI technology.
The image was generated by Trump supporters using AI to target black voters. But this picture has been viewed more than 1 million times.
Wow, it took the most cutting-edge technology to get Trump to hang out with 6 black guys. This is outrageous. You're telling me I've been wasting my time building real friendships with black people, aka African Americans, when the whole time I could have just used AI and gotten the same number of likes? But seriously, I can't believe these photos would actually swing some votes. I mean, if we're going to be this easily manipulated by AI, let's just let AI vote for us instead. I mean, at this point, we need to be smarter. I mean, I'm not going to vote for Trump just because I saw a picture of him with a bunch of Asian guys. Although, I mean, they do look like they're having fun. I mean, I wonder what they're talking about. I mean, damn, maybe it does help a little. But still, I know people are worried about misinformation, but it's pretty easy to tell if a picture of Donald Trump is AI generated. Okay, here's the trick. If Donald Trump is in a picture and looks completely insane, then it's a real picture. Like, look at this picture. Trump hanging out with black guys. This is AI, because it's too normal to be real. But now this photo of him with black people, this is weird. That's how you know it's real. Is that confusing? All right, okay, how about this one? Trump with black people having a good time at a party. This is a pretty normal human activity. Therefore, this is AI. But Kanye in the Oval Office shoving his phone into Trump's face? I mean, what the f*** is even happening here? This is too insane to be real, and that's how you know it's real. There's also other tells, like, you know, check the skin tone. Does his face look like a normal human? Then it's probably AI. Does his face look like a dish sponge after a chilly night? Then it's real. So that's the rule. Is he smiling in front of 3,000 hamburgers? Is he staring directly into a solar eclipse? Is he touching a glowing orb with Middle East dictators? Then it's real. I hope that clarifies things. But while Donald Trump is trying to get the vote of black people, Joe Biden is trying to get the vote of cheap people. I mean, have you been to a grocery store lately and noticed your bag of chips has had two fewer chips than it used to? Well, Joe Biden has noticed.
Shrinkflation is just one of the pocketbook issues that could find its way into the State of the Union address on Thursday. Today, the White House is announcing a new strike force tasked with cracking down on price gouging, and everything from groceries to prescription drugs is on the list.
Shrinkflation is when companies make the size of their products smaller without cutting prices. The size of some Oreo cookies has decreased by 6% since 2019, and a family size of Wheat Thins has dropped 12% in weight. Even some Charmin toilet paper rolls now have 20 fewer sheets.
Guys, okay, boo. Hey, listen. Listen, this is such an American crisis, okay? Oh no, my Costco sack of Oreos only has 15 pounds instead of 16. And now when I shit my pants, there isn't enough toilet paper to clean my fat ass. Yeah, you know, guys. You know what's not shrinkflating? It's celery, okay? Maybe you should try it sometime. By the way, if we're gonna complain about toilet paper, let's talk about how every time I buy the toilet paper, it's like, hey, there's 8 rolls, but they're mega, so it's 10 rolls, but really it's actually 8 rolls again. Just tell me how many f***ing rolls there are and stop making me do math at CVS. And look, I do think it's a good political issue for Joe Biden to focus on, because do you really think Americans will go to the polls to protect democracy? Hell no. But if you promise to restore the number of sprinkles on the Pop-Tarts, record turnout. And luckily for Joe Biden, he's now getting help from an ally who speaks to young voters. And I mean really young voters.
This morning, the cookie monster has had enough.
Chocolate chip cookie important to me too.
His beef with shrinkflation is getting attention on Capitol Hill after he posted, quote, "Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller."
Okay, you know what? There's a real... There's a real depth of expertise in this country, so I can appreciate when we can hear from someone who knows what he's talking about, all right? For more on Cookie Monster speaking out, we go live to Sesame Street to our newest member of the Daily Show news team, Josh Johnson, everybody! Josh, what do you think about Cookie Monster's battle with shrinkflation?
What do I think? I think Cookie Monster is being a little blue bitch, all right? Why does he care about the price of cookies? Have you seen the way he eats them? Half of them end up on the floor. If the cookies were smaller, maybe they managed to get into his mouth.
All
Me no like inflation. Stop talking like that. You live on Sesame Street. How are you still doing remedial English?
Okay. Josh, look, I love hating stuff too, but aren't you being a little too hard on Mr. Monster? He's trying to fight shrinkflation.
Oh, you're telling me that Cookie Monster just brought up shrinkflation the same week as Biden on his own? The only words I've ever heard Cookie Monster say are me and Cookie. Who taught him shrinkflation? Like, I don't want to start any rumors, but I'm starting to think Cookie Monster is just a puppet.
Okay. Look, that's crazy talk, Josh. Okay, start with the conspiracy theories. Whether he is or not, shrinkflation is real, okay? And it's not just cookies. It's chips, soda, toilet paper.
Explain to me why Cookie Monster cares about toilet paper. He doesn't have a digestive system. He's never taken a shit in his life. He doesn't know the pain of sitting on a toilet with a stomach full of lamb curry, running out of paper, and having to sidestep your way out, doing the pants around the ankle waddle, like you robbing your own house, only for your girlfriend to walk in, see you, then immediately walk out. Do you have to deal with that, Mr. Cookie Monster? Because me did. Me very much did.
Yeah, but why didn't you just take off your pants completely? Oh, you know what? Never mind. I think it's great that Cookie Monster's bringing attention to an actual problem here, okay?
It's not even the biggest problem on Sesame Street. Oscar is still homeless. Trump's about to deport Rosita and he in a gang. I'm not gonna lie, Ryan, it's pretty messed up that you sent me here, all right? I saw Elmo selling tickles for $5 outside Big Bird Nest. No one here is doing well.
All right, Josh, let's get you out of there.
Hey, hold up. Do you have $5?
No, I don't. Josh Johnson, everybody. When we come back, Yuval Noah Harari will be joining me, so don't go away.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Today is Super Tuesday. Hooray! I guess this Super Tuesday, we all know what's going to happen. Trump's going to win. Biden's going to win. I'm going to eat a tub of ice cream and hate myself afterwards. Just a normal Tuesday. The only question is, who will Nikki Haley supporters vote for after she drops out? Jordan Klepper went to find out in another installment of Fingers the Pulse.
The general election candidates seem all but settled. But Nikki Haley has run a strong campaign. So what will her supporters do if she drops out? I went to North Carolina to one of her Super Tuesday rallies held in a quaint train station to find out.
I was a Trump voter in 2016, not 2020. And so I'm ready to stop him. I'd like to make him sweat.
How do you make Donald Trump sweat? I think probably a walk down the stairs will do it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
If Nikki Haley drops out after Super Tuesday.
Not going to.
She's not going to.
No.
You're defiant.
She's not going to. Yeah.
Even if she doesn't have the number, she shouldn't drop out.
No.
You sound like a Republican. You're just not going to accept any election results.
Going, that's right.
Of course they'd love to keep going. Oddly enough, they seemed as anti-MAGA as the tiny crowds at a Biden rally.
Mr. Trump would sell his own grandmother if he could for a profit.
First off, I don't think he can win, period. I honestly don't. And even if he does, guess what? The country loses because he's out of control.
He's chaos. He's going to be working on his court cases for the whole time.
After January 6th and all that, I'm like, there's no way I could ever vote for him again.
You still think insurrection?
Oh, yeah.
And just to be clear, insurrection bad?
Yes.
Okay. This is good to know. I'm trying to feel out the electorate here.
That's good.
Here was a group of Republicans who don't like Trump. A not insignificant number of voters who could be decisive in the general election. It was finally time to ask the difficult question.
If Haley doesn't go past Super Tuesday, who do you plan on voting if it's Trump versus Biden?
First, I'm going to have a cry, then I'm going to have a beer, and then I'm going to have to pray.
And if Nikki Haley isn't in the race?
I'll be so sad. I voted for Trump twice. I will not. I can't say I won't vote for him. Oh, my God, don't put me in that position where I have to pick between him or Biden.
If it's not Haley in the general election?
It's really tough. At the end of the day, if I'm forced to, you know, it's going to be really hard. I mean, it's just hold my nose, close my eyes.
And?
Tie me up, you know.
But you're still not sure if you had to vote Biden-Trump. You're still...
Like, you know, would you rather have rat poison or what was the other thing that the people did in Arizona? The fish tank cleaner?
Rat poison versus the fish tank cleaner?
Yeah. Isn't it horrible?
Let's say Nikki Haley doesn't get past Super Tuesday.
Right.
And it's Biden and it's Trump. Where's your head at?
I just think both of them are too old. You know, we shouldn't be voting for octogenarians at this point. You know, gosh, I don't know.
Let me try some warm-ups.
Give me some warm-ups.
Get you in the making a decision.
All right.
Pizza burgers.
I'll go pizza.
Great. Alien Predator.
Alien.
Barbie Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Trump Biden.
I must say Biden.
Wow. Some are ready to turn the page on MAGA, while others are still working through some things.
Do you feel Donald Trump poses an existential threat to American democracy?
I really do.
You do?
I do.
So you're like, Donald Trump, I'm done with him.
No, done. Yeah.
Completely done with Donald Trump.
Completely done.
Hypothetically, if it is Biden versus Trump, who do you support?
It's really going to be a toss-up for me because it'll be Trump, but I'd rather just almost not vote, but I will. I mean...
And it'll be Trump?
I think so.
That guy you just said you were done with.
You're
struggling.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Why can't you be done with Donald Trump?
And the sex cases and all the... I mean, come on, just the fact that you have all the criminal stuff.
It's insane.
It is insane.
No one should support him for president.
No.
Yes.
But, yeah.
But if it's him versus Biden, you will support him for president.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, come on.
The process of soul-searching can be agonizing for these never... Well, maybe just for a third time, Trumpers. But maybe the pain is a sign of growth.
Do you think Trump poses an existential threat to the American way of life?
I think Trump will sell Ukraine to Putin. It's a threat to global security. And it's a big issue.
If we get to the place where it's just Trump versus Biden, who do you support?
I don't want to vote for either one of those characters.
Right. I mean, one person you just described as an existential threat to global security.
Yeah.
But even with that, voting for an old man is too much?
That's for voting for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, like, global security risk or nothing. I'm not saying those are great options, but I'm also saying that's not a hard decision.
That's a hard decision to me.
It is? You could feel nothing. Okay. It'd be nice to feel something inside. Yeah. Or you could feel getting punched in the nuts. If you had to choose feeling nothing or punched in the nuts, It feels like a no-brainer.
Hey, at least if you get punched in the nuts, you can fight back. You're still there.
Trump 2024, it's like a punch in the nuts. At least you'll feel something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. When we come back, Yuval Noah Harari will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a historian, philosopher, and best-selling author of Sapiens. His latest children's book is called Unstoppable Us, Volume 2, Why the World Isn't Fair. Please welcome Yuval Noah Harari. Thanks for joining me. I've been,
good to be here.
You know, watching your stuff for the last like over 10 years, since before I came to America. Love it. You kind of specialize in dealing with the history of humanity and the rise and falls of civilization. What made you think that was an appropriate topic for children? This is some pretty heavy stuff, man.
Yes, but you know, you need to understand history to know even the most basic things about yourself. Like when I was a kid, I often woke up in the middle of the night afraid that there's a monster under the bed, which happens to a lot of children.
Yes.
And you call your mom, but you also want to know, why is it happening?
Right.
And history actually holds the answer.
What is the answer?
Because this is really a memory from hundreds of thousands of years ago when humans lived in the savannah, and there are actually monsters, cheetahs, lions, that came to eat kids in the middle of the night.
Okay, so is that something you want kids to know?
Yes.
That these monsters were once real and they killed kids in their sleep.
It's important to know that because you then understand your own emotions and feelings better. You understand that I'm not crazy to be afraid of these things. Or for instance, lots of kids, like adults, they wonder, why do I like to eat so much stuff that isn't good for me? Is something wrong with my body? And again, history holds the answer.
What is the answer?
Because all those hundreds of thousands of years ago, it actually made sense. If you walk along the savannah and you find something sweet, like sweet fruits, it makes sense to eat as much of it as quickly as possible. Because if you eat just one or two fruits and go away, by the time you come back, the baboons ate everything. So it makes sense under those conditions. Now, today, it doesn't make sense when you open the refrigerator and find a chocolate cake to eat all of it.
Sure.
But your body doesn't know. Your body basically follows the program of evolution from all those years ago.
Yeah, it's programmed. So if you can't do anything to stop it, then what are you telling people?
No, you can stop it. But understanding yourself better is an important step
okay,
well, to having greater look, control of your life.
Those are good examples, but I'm going to quote your book here.
Yeah. Please.
Let's get to the chapter in this children's book called Diarrhea Days.
Oh.
Where I quote, someone Please. Who got diarrhea couldn't keep down any food or water, and sometimes they died from it. Is this something you really want kids to know?
Yes, because you know it actually explains where most of the epidemics and infectious diseases came from. Hunter-gatherers suffered from no epidemics. They lived in very small bands. If somebody had diarrhea, then immediately all the band would move to another place. And in any case, only like a few people could get it.
Okay.
But once people switched to agriculture okay. and we had the big agricultural revolution, mm-hmm. then you have thousands of people stuck permanently
so you're saying
in the town.
The first humans ate a lot of berries and shat their pants and moved on. And yeah.
Yes.
How do you tell that to kids, though? Like, what's your approach to telling, you know, how do you even... Everything you just told me
yeah.
as an adult, I'm fascinated by. Mm-hmm. But when you tell a kid, are they, you know, they're like, okay, give me more berries. You know what I mean? Like, how do they, you know, how do they absorb the lesson you're trying to tell them?
I hope that it's written in such a way that even somebody who is 8 or 9 mm-hmm. is fully capable of understanding it. Mm-hmm. It's actually more difficult to write for kids than for adults.
I agree.
Because with adults, if you don't know something, you just use these complicated words and long sentences,
yeah.
and they think they don't understand you yeah. because they don't understand.
Yeah.
With kids, you have to speak very simply.
Yeah, like sometimes we died from diarrhea.
Yeah.
See, so this is what I think. This is what I think. I think you wrote, you've written Sapiens before, which is a great book for adults. And I think that there's too many dumb people who couldn't understand what you're saying. So you wrote this, not for kids, you wrote this for dumb adults. That's really what this is. This is a book. You took your thing, you put some pictures in it. See, there's an illustration of someone dying from diarrhea. This isn't from kids. This is for dumb adults, right?
That's one explanation.
Right, right. And you want, and like, you know, I feel like a lot of what you're telling us is the message of what history is trying to tell us now. I feel like that's what you're trying to decode mm-hmm. right now, a lot of it. And I guess what is the message that history is trying to tell us now?
Many messages. I mean, one thing is to beware of unintended consequences of what we do. Like, again, the agricultural revolution, people thought it was a good idea. It brought about epidemics. Mm-hmm. So same lesson for the big revolutions of right now, like AI. The more important message is that the world in which we live have been created by humans, and therefore humans can change it. If something is unfair, it's not the laws of nature that created, you know, our economy, our nations, our religions. They're all created by human beings.
Right. And... Yeah, you see, that it sounds hopeful, but if you think about it, you're like, oh no, humans did all this. What hope do we have? No, I know, but like, what hope do we have of changing things? I mean, how much of this is inevitable, you know? Like, when you study history, you go...
No, history is never deterministic. I mean, like, you think about technology. Every technology can be used to create very different societies. You think about, I don't know, North Korea and South Korea. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same technology. But they use electricity in a slightly different way. One place, they produce K-pop. And just up north, big hats and missiles. So,
okay. am I supposed to just take that? Or am I supposed to... okay, fine. Well...
No, but and on a more serious level, yeah. again, people have a lot of fears about technology, what it will do to our politics.
Yeah.
But again, you think about South Korea and North Korea. So same people, same history, same technology. And you have a liberal democracy on one side and a totalitarian regime on the other. Mm-hmm. So it's not the technology that is shaping our politics or our regimes. It is what we decide to do with the technology.
Sure. Well, you say that we are in charge of the technology in a way.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kind of one of the thesis statements of your book is that we're all going to get replaced by technological beings.
If we make the wrong decisions. I mean, it's not inevitable. AI, like electricity, like, you know, the earliest, I don't know, writing, when people invented writing. So you can do many things with the technology of writing. Uh-huh. You can write poetry, you can write taxes.
You can write, you can say f*** you as well. You can write like a...
You can. Yeah. But again, it's a choice of people. Actually, interestingly enough, the first person that we know his name, he was not a conqueror. He was not a big prophet or king. He was a geek. He was an accountant. Like, we have these clay tablets from ancient Mesopotamia with accounts of payments and receipts and salaries and stuff like that signed by these ancient geeks, and they are the first people.
Okay, you keep calling these people geeks, and I'm like, do you like them or you don't like them? I don't know. Are they good or are they bad?
They're good. I mean, Jesus said the geek will inherit the earth, no?
Back on that topic, so you keep saying, stories are the superpower of humans in a way, right? Everything we kind of do, if you think about it, from culture to politics to even money.
Yeah, money is the greatest story ever told. It's the only story everybody believes.
Sure.
And, you know, it's when you look at it, it has no value in itself. The value comes only from the stories we tell about it, as every cryptocurrency guru or Bitcoin enthusiast know. It's all about the stories. There is nothing else. It's just a story.
Okay, so is it real? Is Bitcoin, are you telling me to invest in Bitcoin right now? I don't know what you're... So is it a good thing or bad thing?
It's kind of a cyclical thing. If enough people believe in it, then you can go to the supermarket and buy whatever you want. If people lose faith in the story, then it's worth nothing. And that's true of the Bitcoin, it's true of the dollar, and of every other currency that people ever invented.
Okay, you see, when you talk about these things, you're always very objective. You always be like, hey, man, I'm just telling you how it is. I'm not, what do you think? Do you think, you know, what makes you go, f*** this? You know, because when you talk about history, you're always like, oh, you know, the humans came out and then some of them ate berries and, you know, you maintain this kind of academic objectivity.
But that's what, the idea.
But what actually do you go, f*** this shit? This is awful. What makes you go... Because you seem to be okay with everything. You're like, yeah, machines, come on. It's a tool. We don't know. You go like, f*** AI, this is bad. Like, what makes you go, no?
The question about every story, whether about money, AI, whatever, is whether it increases or decreases the suffering in the world.
Yeah, you see, this is a non-answer. Just tell me what you hate. Tell me what you hate.
What I hate?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, can we tell this right now? So you think that you're openly atheist?
Yes.
Yes. So can you clarify right now that God is just made up?
Yes.
So God is made, we had it here. Okay, yep. God, can you say into the camera, please? We need it.
Right. Humans created God.
Okay, great. That we settled it. That's great. This guy, we solved it.
Again, it should be emphasized, just because human created it doesn't mean it's bad. It can also do good things
for
us.
Stop hedging this. Just let it ride. Just go with the sucks. We need more. See, this is my problem. I think we need more people with kind of objectivity, calmly discussing things. I don't think that's, you know, is anything in what you've seen with humanity telling you that we can, you know, pull ourselves out of, you know, all these downslides in history?
Absolutely. I mean, humans have enormous. I mean, all the problems we face, we also have the resources to deal with them. Whether it's climate change, whether it's the rise of AI, we have the resources. What we usually lack is the motivation and the ability to cooperate with one another. But, I mean, you know, some people think that to solve the big problems, you always need to use violence. Like, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. But when you look at history, it's absolutely not true. You think, for instance, about the feminist revolution. After thousands of years of a huge injustice, feminism made a huge change in the social structure of humanity without starting any wars, without assassinating anybody, no guillotines in City Square. So that's one of the hopeful examples of how people can, just by changing the story, also change the world. I mean, the idea that stories...
I think you're converting people to your religion right now.
The idea that stories kind of fuel history, there is a positive promise there, that, you know, if it's all about power, the only way to change power structures is with violence. But if it's really at least in part about the stories people believe, then potentially by talking with people and changing the stories in which they believe, you can change the world.
Okay, that's very optimistic, but I'm not hopeful. So, I mean, one last question. One thing I really enjoy about your work is that you like to tie kind of current modern behavior to like our evolutionary beginnings. So for example, you know, like you said, we wake up in the middle of the night when we're kids because we ran from actual monsters when we were children. So I just like to know, why is it that whenever I pee, I shiver? Like, what was the evolutionary
Maybe
reason?
Maybe you should ask a doctor. I'm not sure.
No, I'm asking you, Mr. Expert.
I'm not an expert on everything.
All right. The last thing I found very interesting is you said that, like, right now we have humans composing things and AI amplifying it.
Yeah.
That's our current situation. Mm-hmm. And you say in the future we're going to have AI composing things and
amplifying it. Already the images you saw before of AI generating fake images.
Yes.
This is basically a kind of art.
Sure.
So it's still the first steps,
right?
But AI is still a baby. It's like, you know, 10 years since the start of the major AI revolution.
Right.
So we haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
And it is very likely that in a couple of years or decades, much of art, many of the stories we believe, even religion, will be increasingly created by this alien intelligence and not by human intelligence.
Okay, see, that's bad. That's a bad thing. Well, you just said that's not good.
That's a very dangerous thing. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so are you going to say that? Can you at least say that's bad?
Are
you gonna...
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay,
that's
good. Bad. I finally got him to say something bad. Okay, I don't know. I guess I'm equal parts hopeful and pessimistic about the future. I'm sorry.
That's a good stance.
It's a
balanced stance, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Unstoppable Us, Volume 2 is available now. Yuval Noah Harari, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back after this.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Show for tonight. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
We're a nation that is begging Venezuela and others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation anywhere in the world. We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.